Hello, my name is Xochitl Dixon. Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I explore how amazing God's reach is in today's reading, Celestial Communion. When Apollo 11's Eagle Lunar Module landed on the moon's Sea of Tranquility on July 20th, 1969, the space travelers took time to recover from their flight before stepping onto the moon's surface. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin had received permission to bring bread and wine so he could take communion. After reading scripture, he tasted the first foods ever consumed on the moon. Later, he wrote, "I poured the wine into the chalice our church had given me. In the 1/6 gravity of the moon, the wine curled slowly and gracefully up the side of the cup." As Aldrin enjoyed this celestial communion, his actions proclaimed his belief in Christ's sacrifice on the cross and the guarantee of his second coming. In 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul encourages us to remember how Jesus sat with his disciples on the night he was betrayed. Christ compared his soon-to-be-sacrificed body to the bread. He declared the wine as a symbol of the new covenant that secured our forgiveness and salvation through his blood shed on the cross. Whenever and wherever we take communion, we're proclaiming our trust in the reality of Jesus' sacrifice and our hope in his promised second coming. No matter where we are, we can celebrate our faith in the one and only risen and returning Savior, Jesus Christ, with confidence. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Let's pray. Jesus, please help us live boldly for you until you come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.